Dragon to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Tonight we're talking about the episode called Surprise, and that there is very little excitement to this episode except for the title. But no, let's start chatting. Well, it was a little bit of everything, but it was kind of a lot about Kim. I don't want to say it was serious, but it was like a lot of just chatting, not a lot of action. What were your overall impressions of the episode?
Yeah.
You were into it.
No. I was like, next week I'm going to bring a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, keep it going a little bit. There were a couple little tidbits here and there that were notable, but overall, a little bit of a snoozer.
It was a bit of a snoozer. Yeah.
I was happy to see Big Kathy show up.
Our resident Hilton file.
That's what they call her, though. Oh. That's what
I realize. I thought you were just being
because she's the big sister. She's the big sister. No, really. That's really like in the books and stuff. That's what they call her. But I mean,
but their mother's name wasn't Kathy. I thought she was Big Kathy, the mom.
Well, I'm calling Kathy Hilton Big Kathy. But I'm like the biggest fan of her, so it doesn't matter. I adore her.
How do you think she looked?
She looked okay. She looked like she was laying out in the sun, having a good beach day.
Drinking and enjoying herself. Good for her.
Yes. What is this reaction?
We all know what we were saying in the room watching. You all know what we were probably saying.
I really do love her. I don't know why, but I've always really loved her. And I saw her once at this after party, and I made a huge deal. There was big name people there, and I was only fixated on her. And everyone was like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And I was like, "Look, this is her hotel. She's walking around owning the place. I just loved her. I don't know. She's like some weird form of Beverly Hills royalty."
So, well, and her clothing line is pretty cool, actually. She does have some great stuff in her clothing line.
Oh, I didn't even know she had one.
Yeah. What's it called?
Oh, no idea. But remember when Kyle's daughter went to her little showroom to pick out a dress for, like, graduation or something? Yeah, remember?
Yeah. I thought those were Paris Hilton's just, like, dresses from the dad over the years. I didn't know she had a
clothing line. Maybe the Kathy Hilton collection. I was surprised to see her hanging out with Brandy Glanville. Mm-hmm. I thought that would maybe cross a threshold for her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like because she's just good. Very A-listy and very, you know, lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Right.
I was
surprised. And there she is sitting right next to Brandy Glanville.
Well, another moment I liked was the yoga instructor, who was not the least bit impressed that Brandy was on some type of a cleanse or in sober. He's like, oh, that's nice.
Not
so
impressed.
She's not cleansing or sober if she's taking Xanax.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
If you're taking Xanax to get through the cleanse, you are not cleansing.
Right. So she's on this crusade to prove that she's sober, I guess, by taking this 21-day cleanse with Yolanda, who takes horse pills full of radish and all these things.
Well, I think that's her, all that she's found herself, I guess, for this Lyme's disease ongoing treatment she's trying to do on herself. Mm-hmm. While trying to find a cure, I don't know what's really in those pills. Probably not legal in the U.S., and she says they're from all over the world. I don't know.
That's true, yeah.
That's a lot to take, especially someone who can't swallow pills. I looked at those bags, and I was like, oh, my God, that's too much.
I know. She just shot them all down in one handful.
Mm-hmm. It reminded me of, like, the Suzanne Summers. You know how Suzanne Summers is on this crusade of, like, oh, you don't have to go through menopause. Just take all these 80 pills that I take. It reminded me of that.
I felt bad for her. I thought that it was, like, medication. Like, I was like, that's how many pills? But I guess it's her herbal medicine that she's taking. I hope it works. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I really commend her for highlighting, like, the natural route. You know, we see everybody else is talking about the Xanax and popping the pills, and she's like, I take my vitamins. And she's the one with the serious disease.
Yeah. So watch it work. I bet it works.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I hope it does.
Let's talk about this reading that they had at Eileen's house. I guess her husband has a writing partner, and they wrote some type of a script that involved blowjobs and card playing and puppets. And I mean, it was... very
Kim got to drop an F-bomb.
Oh, she loved that. So that was an interesting script. And I love that Lisa Vanderpump was like, I can't appear and I don't have to read one or two lines. I don't know. What did you make of that whole situation? It was a break in the action that you, Megan, the look on your face, you just can't be bothered. I love it.
I am checked out of this episode. Really? This is the best they can do in Beverly Hills?
The sock puppet didn't grip you?
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever listened to. I don't know what goes on in Eileen's house for paying the bills through acting, but between that sci-fi movie and Vince writing this screenplay.
Apparently there isn't much going on in her house because they're sort of forcing these, like, weird, there's a party at her house and now there's a reading. It's like she just talks about everyone else and not about herself. Okay. It seemed like an attempt to me to get her in the storyline and to show her life a little bit because she apparently doesn't have a whole lot else to talk about.
That seemed like one of those scenes that could end up in the, like, cut footage at the end.
Yes.
It didn't seem like a real important scene.
When they first said reading, I thought he was going to have a specialist going to do a reading. I know you'd be all about that.
I was like, oh my god, there's going to be a psychic medium here.
We know that that always ends in a disaster. So I was hoping that, like, let's do that type of reading as opposed to this, like, amateur script with a blowjob. And I mean, like, I can't.
Blowjob puppets.
What he did like was that Lisa Rinna was slightly and mostly offended that she was only the narrator. Which kind of seemed like maybe that was on purpose because Vince is kind of married to her rival.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Good observation.
And then her little passive-aggressive laughing off the, like, I've worked more than all of them, it's okay.
Right. That's kind of the first time we've seen her throw in some shade. Yeah. Like that. I was surprised.
This is the first episode where I didn't love Lisa Rinna and I didn't hate Brandy.
Yeah. Right? What is happening to us?
I don't know. The world's upside down.
Twilight Zone.
Was it obnoxious to see Eileen walk out with the Emmy? No, they asked her to bring it out. But
oh my god, I love
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. That's the only funny
Vanderpump
part.
Vanderpump is the only reason they got it out.
So. Right, and we're looking for reasons to care about Eileen. That did make me care about her a little bit. It is kind of astonishing when someone walks out with that big old statue. Mm-hmm. It does sort of make you go like, wow, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, especially with someone like Lisa Vanderpump who considers herself, and she is in certain aspects accomplished, but she's not an award winner. Like, I think Lisa sets herself up at this, you know, she's on this high pedestal and she oversees these women on the show. But somebody else, the new girl's walking in with a real Emmy Award.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's transition to a phone call we're receiving. caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep. Can you hear us?
No, I can't.
Aww.
Can you hear us at all?
I can hear you, but I'm not on the program.
Oh, okay.
Just need to lower the volume.
Yeah, just lower the volume and just use the telephone.
Turn us down.
I'm using the telephone.
Okay. All right, then.
We love it. We're so glad to have callers.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, can we talk like this? Are we good?
This is the Sage from Rhode Island.
All right, I'll just say it's my grandmother calling.
Yay!
From the state of Rhode Island. Granny, how are you? Hello?
Hello.
Yep. All right, Granny, tell us what you thought of tonight's episode. What are you thinking about all this talk about Kim and her addiction?
Well, first of all, if you notice, the whole episode was about Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kim has her problem, but this is her way of keeping herself the center of attention.
Oh,
so you agree with Lisa Rinna?
That's a really good observation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let me say there's a delay here, so I'm having a little bit of a problem. I'm looking at you, so maybe I shouldn't be.
Right, I wouldn't look at the computer. I would just use the phone.
No, I'm not going to look at the computer. Yeah. Okay, Lisa Rinna, I told you when we had our rants that she'd better watch out because she has a good marriage right now, and if she doesn't watch out, she's going to be pulled into this web, and something is going to happen between her and her husband. She's trying to help Kim with her problems, but she really doesn't understand those problems that well. I know how difficult it is to have somebody in the family with a problem. I had somebody like that in my family. and you can do 101 things to help them, which I'm sure Kyle has done in the past, and they still don't straighten themselves out. So after a while, you really become frustrated with the whole situation. And somebody coming in from the outside, like Brandy now coming in on the scene, thinks that she is going to solve the problem. But she can't, because she doesn't really know how long Kyle has been putting up with this. Mm-hmm. And they do embarrass you in public by doing foolish things, and you try to cover it up and go along with it, but it doesn't straighten itself out. The only one that can straighten that out is Kim, and I don't think she's ever going to, because she doesn't seem to be that strong a person. She falls apart at the drop of a hat.
Right.
Any other questions?
Good point.
Yeah.
That was such a great observation.
A different
love that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know what you think of Eileen, and Eileen kind of giving her opinion, and they said that she was judging this episode. She brought the two women together last week, and she seems to really have an opinion about it.
Eileen is really trying to be good. She's trying to get them together, but I knew it wouldn't work, because Kim doesn't want it to work. She enjoys, in a way, always being the center of attention, and that's what she's been in these last few episodes. It's really getting sickening to have all of this surrounding Kim all the time. Now, Eileen, I think she's a very good-minded person. She means well. But in a case like this, somebody from the outside can't really come in and solve this problem. But, as far as her husband goes, there's something a little bit weird there with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that reading for that play, I can't imagine what kind of a play that would be. And, of course, Kim, as usual, had the puppet, and she made some kind of remark, like, F you or something, and it got the attention back on her. I think what should happen in these next episodes, they should really ignore her completely and let her figure out her own life. And Lisa Rinna is going to get in real bad trouble trying to straighten her out, because it's not going to happen.
Right.
And she better watch out, like I said, because something's going to happen. It's going to cause problems between her and her husband. As it is, she doesn't realize all the private information she's given out about him without realizing it. She's already told the whole world that he had two brothers that OD'd. Maybe he didn't want her to say that. In another episode, they were talking about pubic hair, and she mentioned that her husband loved the hairier the better. Now, maybe he doesn't want anyone to know that. So, like I say, she's better watch out, because she's going into deep waters that she's not going to be able to swim out of.
Right. A little
so
too
that's
much.
That's all I have to say about her.
A little too much information. Now, do you have any advice for any of these housewives as we approach the reunion? They're going on their big trip next week. Do you have any advice? You kind of gave Lisa some advice.
Lisa? Well, she certainly lives the good life. I don't know. She kind of plays it cool. And I think she's learned from her different episodes with Brandy to kind of watch her step with her. Brandy, I think she said in one episode, they pay us to look like assholes, and that's what we do. And so I think that's the whole bit of this story, because when she was on The Apprentice, she didn't act like that at all.
Yes.
She was very smart. She stayed almost till the end, and she played her cards right, and none of this baloney and giving people all these little snide remarks. So I think she's acting for this series very much.
Yeah. All right. Well, sounds good. Well, thank you for your perspective. I know it's late out there on the East Coast. So if you have any final thoughts, anything you want to plug, go for it.
Well, I'm glad that you, I really appreciate that you straightened out your schedule that I, so I could talk with you all. And it's been my pleasure. I hope I haven't said anything to embarrass anybody.
No.
No, we appreciate it.
We loved it. Thank you so much.
Good insights, very candid. June.
Well, that's why I've been on this earth for so long.
Oh, well, we love a different perspective, so thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I enjoy watching you every week, so keep it up.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Thank you, June.
Good night.
Good night.
Aww. Oh, I loved that.
So there's a different perspective. So Kim's showing out, wanting the attention, and she basically thinks that everyone should just kind of leave her alone because she's just showing out.
But that's what Lisa Rinna said, right?
Your grandma's very wise.
She's very wise.
This whole Lisa Rinna, like, I didn't, she's right. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, I never would have thought of all that, that far down the line of... Right. All these things taking a toll on her and Harry. Mm-hmm. Harry, she, who likes it, Harry.
She really watches closely. I thought we
she remembers more details than we do.
Right, yeah. Wow.
Good analysis.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Well, and those are things that we haven't thought about, Lisa and her husband's relationship. We don't see it a ton, but that doesn't mean the things that she has said aren't going to affect her marriage. And also about Kim, I hadn't viewed it that way either, that Kim enjoys the attention of sort of being, creating that chaos around her. But that's an interesting way to look at it.
Maybe I misinterpreted it, but I thought Lisa said on this episode that she deflects the attention so that it's not on her, but maybe she is doing it so that she gets the attention.
Well, she deflects the issue around her problem.
Sobriety, right.
Yeah, but she loves the attention.
Yeah.
She always
does. I never really saw it that way. I really enjoyed her perspective on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and she's so right about Brandy.
I want to know your thoughts on Eileen and Eileen's opinion and talking about this problem with Brandy and Kim and Kyle. I mean, I think her mind and her heart are in the right place. But it's just, I don't know, I think it's just too much. I think she should just kind of, like, have brought the two together and then backed off.
Mm-hmm.
Make an effort and then be done.
If she wasn't cast to be on a reality show with these women and they were just her friends, I don't think she would say one word to either one of them about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just an attempt to get in there, get in the storyline, create some drama, and just keep pushing it and pushing it. It's like, ugh. If Kim would pop another pill, then I'd become concerned. You know, so far this one little incident has not warranted all this chaos to me, all this concern.
Rinna is making it out to be a big thing. I mean, she's just like, I wrote down a few words, of course I can't see them at the moment, but she was just like, this is like, you know, a huge problem that everyone's like ignoring. And she just said that repeatedly. I think she's really making it, I don't know, I mean, what do you think? Do you think she's making it more than it is?
Well, she was trapped in the car with her, and Eileen had Kim being the center of a scene at her house, so I feel like these two have experienced the repercussions of Kim not being okay, so they kind of feel like, let us just say one thing, it's a more, like Eileen said, we have a moral obligation to say something, but I don't think they're going to like do an intervention or drag her to rehab. It's none of their business to go that far. They're not family, but I think they feel like they have to say something in case it's bigger than it is, and they don't want to feel like they didn't do the right thing.
Well, and maybe the other ladies have just seen, they've seen Kim so much lower. They've seen her in such a worse state that this just doesn't seem that bad.
She seems normal.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she's fine. She's showing up to things.
She can speak.
I mean, it's such a big improvement that maybe the other ladies, the concern isn't there.
Right.
True.
Well, I'm really glad that Lisa Rinna did say something. It was annoying me that she thought that this was her duty and that maybe things aren't that serious that she needed to say something, but like at least she did. Because in so many cases, people don't say anything. It becomes where it's Kyle, where it's like you're just putting up with it. Like your grandmom said, like, you know, you've put up with it for so long and you try to cover for their behavior. And I think that's definitely going on here again.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not something is going on again with Kim and Kim's sobriety, it was nice that Lisa cared enough that it was a moral obligation to her.
That was an interesting choice of words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like that she and Eileen did say something. I know it was a lot. It was a lot all at once in a couple of days, especially them also coming to Kyle. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's a lot. It's you're going to have a varied opinion on it because people are going to tell you it's not your business to get involved. But it's also like if you never did say anything and something awful were to happen,
right?
You never said anything.
See,
so
I go back to Eileen. Just she should have done what she did last episode, brought the two together to have a conversation, bring out her personal piece with her sisters, and then leave it up to them. That's what I would have done. I wouldn't have kept pressing and pushing, because then you're going to get like what's happened. They're calling her. She likes to judge on the sidelines. She's in our business. Mm-hmm. So then you end up being the bad person.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you guys shocked that her husband wanted to give them liquor again in their house after what happened last
poker
time?
Party, right?
Yeah.
I was shocked, but I was surprised that Brandy wasn't invited to that in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way she showed up last time, who would invite her back? But I was like, okay, clearly there's a divide already. And of course, Yolanda's doing her own thing. She didn't go to that. She hasn't been at many of these group events. No. I feel like we haven't seen her.
No, I guess it was supposed to be like the actresses. You know, so that would sort of leave Yolanda and Brandy out. But Brandy's probably busy with her podcast anyway. They said it was like 4 p.m. or something, didn't they?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Brandy.
I was trying to reconcile like why I was annoyed that Brandy was in the middle. But I'm not as annoyed that Lisa Rinna is getting herself in the middle. So I don't know what the difference is. But do you guys feel that way?
That we just maybe respect Lisa a little more.
Although she did annoy
Brandy,
me.
Brandy, there's always a suspicion of like, what are your motives?
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa Rinna basically thinks that Brandy and Kyle are fighting to ignore Kim's problem, which I never thought of that anyway, and I don't really believe that. That was like kind of like you mentioned, making stuff up on the spot. You thought that was kind of like a fake thing.
Yeah.
Nothing to say. Okay.
I'm sorry. This episode's killing me. I'm like asleep.
What about Kyle and Kim talking about how ugly and fat they were when they were children? Because you all can go on BravoTV.com right now. There's actually a slideshow of like 10 photos of them when they were younger, and there was no fat, ugly days.
Oh, I think it's one of those like rich, annoying white girl things to do. It's like, yes. Oh my God, I'm so fat.
I was always so fat. You should have seen me when I was a kid. I was like so totally fat.
Yeah, it's like you can never be too rich or too skinny in that circle.
Oh, man. Let's talk about this Lisa Vanderpump surprise party. Let's re-energize
this. Don't worry, audience. We'll drink next week.
But no, I mean, look, we're given what we are given here.
Right.
And it was a lot of chatter about Kim, and Kim didn't want to have anything to do with anything besides play with that sock puppet. So here we are all talking about what no one wants to talk about. Let's before we get into the surprise party, or at the end of it, Kyle was talking with Eileen, and it just seemed to me, like, I'm going to be real, she had a lot of excuses as to why she really just didn't have the time, and she's been there for Kim, but she can't right now. It's a huge responsibility, and it just seemed like a lot, but it's like my grandmother said, it's like you guys said, like, how much energy can you put forth into someone they have to want it themselves? So I can totally see where she's coming from. But I don't know, it just didn't help her case. It didn't make her look good. It didn't make her look involved. It was like everything that Brandy was saying against her was playing
true.
Into that.
Yeah.
It's almost like the producers want us to be annoyed with Kyle.
Well, I've been annoyed with
Kyle.
They
know how the viewers are feeling about Kyle this season. And they continue to give us stuff like that. Like, I don't have time, you know. What are you doing? Busy counting your money? Like,
I've been annoyed with Kyle all season. I just feel like she's just not really bringing anything.
Right.
And then, you know, the gay mixer party, she definitely brought drama, but I was just like, not what I want from her.
I mean, like, what is really going on with Kyle that this is all she's giving us this season? Like, first, all she was giving us.
You think she's hiding something?
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. Like, what was going on that all she was giving us was
parties.
Everything's perfect. I'm going on the jet. I'm going on the yacht. I'm so, like, everything's perfect. Ooh. And now it's like she's refusing to acknowledge if Kim is battling sobriety problems. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
she's dealing with something else juicy?
Yes. Like, is something going on at home or with somewhere else in her life that it's like that's consuming her mind, so she has no time for Kim's bullshit, and she's pretending everything's fine.
Oh, well, if that's true, which I think that's a great,
point.
If that's true, then she needs to share whatever it is, because that was she could use to create some sympathy for herself right now. You
really?
Know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But it could be so personal. It's something that, like, she doesn't want the world to know.
Well, we know whatever
it
is.
Maybe she just
come
has
out
nothing
eventually.
Going on. Maybe she just has her businesses, her kids, her husband, and she doesn't have a storyline, so she's just, like, I'm enjoying my life.
You're probably right.
What else did she say?
But could it be that Kim's When did Kim's dog Kingsley hurt one of her kids?
That's a good question.
After
filming,
it has not happened yet. No, yeah.
I want to see that. Right. I want to see them talking with puppets.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if because of the legal stuff, if maybe they won't ever show that, because you know they're part of the lawsuit that another woman has filed who was bit by the dog. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The actual production company is. So maybe they just want to like. We don't know that dog. We haven't seen him. He didn't bite anybody. We don't know.
What else came up in that conversation with Kyle and Eileen? I'm missing something.
Just that Lisa Rinna said that it was a moral obligation. And so she's like, I feel the same way. And I'm saying something to you, too.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle didn't know if Kim's talking to a specialist or if she goes to meetings or that was kind of a little weird. Like, how do you not know if
Brandy knew? Brandy was telling Jennifer that she doesn't, that Kim doesn't go to meetings or have a sponsor.
So, I mean, as much as Kyle's trying to defend herself all these weeks now, it's like that short conversation ruined everything you might have thought for her in a positive light, because she's like, you know what? No, I have no idea what Kim is doing to help herself with her sobriety. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have time for it. Like, to hear her say, I don't have time for my sister, it's like, I get that you've been struggling this for all these years, but it makes you look so bad and makes Brandy look right. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty hard to do.
Brandy finally looked good in one episode. I mean, she always looks good physically. She's gorgeous. But, I mean, she finally didn't annoy me or, like, act like an idiot for once.
She seemed to be like sort of swallowing her pride this time around.
And she let the idiots like sing the karaoke, and she was just like, whatever.
Oh, well, let's talk about that party. I mean, I don't want to go out on a negative note, but don't invite me to a party like that.
Well, for such a smart lady, how did Lisa not get what was going on here? You know, Ken's insisting they make a stop at Pump on the way to Chateau Marmont, which are really close to each other. It wouldn't really matter anyway. But she was very adamant that they not do it. Why did she not think, why is he pushing this so hard? It's my birthday. Come on.
Right.
You know? But she was genuinely surprised. You could see it on her face.
I mean, there's a camera crew in the restaurant. You're not supposed to be there. It's clearly closed to the public because there's no one else there besides the party guests. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, come on.
You're smart. Maybe she knew that they were going to film something there, but it was supposed to be quickly. Like, maybe she was under the understanding from production, like, oh, you're going to stop into Pump and talk to so-and-so really quick. For a blurb, you know, for a blurb, we're going to use it for this later. Right. You know, or like, oh, hey, we'll grab a little bite for Vanderpump Rules while you're in there or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that we did see, a little guest at the party, was Ms. Shiva. Now, that's Mohammed's fiance, and there was a lot of talk that she was going to join the cast this season. And I was actually looking forward to that.
Right.
So it was fun to see her. She's so gorgeous. And it made me wonder why she didn't become a part of the cast.
I wonder if they started filming her and she didn't give them anything. Like, that's happened some other time.
Yeah. Right, and that's kind of the only explanation, because it seemed like she was a lock.
There was that weird scene with her and Lisa Vanderpump in the beginning of the season. It was like nonsensical jewelry shopping.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, so maybe they did.
So maybe that was part of, like, a sizzle reel they shot with her.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, they probably brought her in to try to be in Lisa's team since a lot of people were against her, and maybe that was a way to reel in Vanderpump to do this season. I mean, we saw that on Atlanta Housewives with Kenya Moore with, what's-her-face from Rhode Island, what's her name, Claudia Jordan. Because they're tight, so that kind of gave someone for her to play off of. Because when these housewives are, it's like one against six, there's no one they can do scenes with. So they have to end up kind of casting to their strengths. So.
Well, I'm thinking there's going to be a major cast shakeup on this show. And we'll talk in news and gossip about who said today that they are leaving this show, possibly.
Really?
And I'm just saying there's room for Shiva, and I'd like to see her.
And I'd like to see her in Muhammad's house and where she gets dressed and their bedroom and the kitchen and everything.
She may have a closet that blows Lisa Vanderpump's out of the water.
I have to give Brandy more props. She was dead on with her Muhammad impression.
That was the best thing she did all season.
Whatever you say.
All right, let's move on to some news and gossip. Let's move this on.
All right. We're done with the, what were they? The what did Brandy call the group?
The
menopause moms.
Yes. We're so over you, menopause moms.
Oh, my God. Don't ever invite me to a party where there's a karaoke machine. Jesus Christ, that was painful to watch.
Lisa Vanderpump let that go on at her party. I can't. This is so tacky. I can't.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So
I was very surprised.
Like tipsy drinking, like tipsy dancing, and Lance Bass reading a menu, and oh, please.
Lance Bass, get lost.
All right, and now
it's a new show on VH1.
We could not mention the menopause mamas.
Oh, yes.
And now we may move on to some news and gossip.
All right, what do you got for us over there on that side of the table?
Well, Ms. Lisa Vanderpump, as we mentioned last week, was the monarch of the Orpheus float last night in the Mardi Gras parade. She had never been to Mardi Gras before. She wore a beautiful black sequins, kind of a ballet skirted gown and hot pink feathered mask and hot pink gloves. She looked very fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
And very, very
Vanderpump-y. I'm going to go on her Instagram right
now. Yeah, you better check it out. And she said to her it was a big thing about supporting the LGBT community, which we know is like her main MO.
Yeah, well,
so it was fantastic to see that.
That's supposedly a really big deal to be in that parade. So, you know, good for her.
Yeah, if celebrities were bowing down to her, I think she had a good time. Also, Lisa made some comments last week in her blog that Brandy is irrelevant. What she said is, I told That's Kyle right. that Brandy's comments about her marriage are just as irrelevant as Brandy is. This, of course, started a Twitter war, people. A Real Housewives Twitter war.
Who does it like to be called irrelevant?
Right? So Brandy chimed in. And what did she say? She said, I'm not... so if I'm so irrelevant and you can't stop talking about me, then what does that say about you?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a bit of a zinger. And Lisa's response was just to retweet someone's comment that Lisa is contractually obligated to write those blogs.
Oh, I saw that.
So she's got to say something, you know. What else do we have here? Brandy is very adamant that addiction should not be a negative label. She doesn't care for the fact that it's being used as an insult on this season. Hurled at her, hurled at Kim. She's unhappy about that. And the biggest, dun-dun-dun, as I just referred to before, Brandy did come out today in an interview and said that perhaps, I'm not sure how much longer I have on that show. Maybe it's not for me anymore. She went so far as to imply that Leanne Rimes should replace her. Now, my personal observation on this and my little network sources say that her time might be up on this show and that's not her choice. You know, the execs are saying she's just too much. They have a hard time signing on other people and they just don't really know how to deal with her anymore. Maybe she senses that, so she's putting it out there first. Or it could just be a ploy for a bigger paycheck next season.
Okay, to me, this is just her making another Brandy soundbite and pulling in Leanne Rimes once again to make a controversial statement that she could be off the show, but she wants her arch nemesis to replace her. It's like, oh man, when is that feud going to be over?
Right?
You know, I don't know. To me, it's just a sound. Bite. That's what I think.
Well, and I'm wondering if she thinks she'll be done on the show. She's maybe thinking that she can still earn some money from it if she signs off on Eddie and Leanne being able to show her sons. Or she thinks they could all finally be on as one big happy family. She just keeps saying that she wants to be able to show herself as a mother and show herself with her boys.
That would be like the next Real Housewives of New Jersey. It would be Real Housewives of New Jersey and Beverly Hills.
That almost is like spin-off material, right? Like the four of them
kind
together.
Of, yeah, kind
yeah, because we know Eddie and Leanne's show was thoroughly canceled and for good reason. So,
well,
we'll see
you know,
what happens.
I mean, Brandy's kind of gone off the rails as we've seen. And it would be almost kind of a good move on Bravo's part to be like, look, like you can go pretty far, but we're not going to let you go over the edge. We're not going to let you, you know, go this far out of the way. I mean, she's got feuds all over the place with back and forth with Andy on Twitter, and then Joanna's lawsuit, and then all these people that are against her on the show. I mean, you kind of like, when does the network step in and be like, okay, there are other bitches in Beverly Hills.
I'd be happy to take your spot.
Yeah, she refers to being so busy, too. She's got her podcasts and her books and everything. But I'm really wondering, and I want to hear what you guys think about this, if she would still be relevant enough to do all those things if she wasn't on Real Housewives.
She needs the show to get people to buy her books and listen to her podcast.
Right, so. I agree.
Yeah. It doesn't go the other way.
No. I think that would be a big mistake.
Certain people are cut out to be on reality TV. Like, that's, like, their thing. Like, someone, like Nene. Like, she's a good example of someone who, like, you know, if she didn't have the her show, like, I mean, like, she makes guest appearances.
No,
she'd
still be a stripper from Atlanta.
Yes, Nene, I said it.
And it's true. But, yeah, no, what I mean, it's like, some people, like, they're just built for that reality space, and it's not really going to translate to an acting career or anything really, like, super lucrative, like a new projection. Like, she's not going to be a writer for the rest of her life because she had one book.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, one of her friends did chime in on this article. A source said that she does have a lot of other offers. But, you know, they're under contract for another year, even after they get dropped from the show.
That's such a line. Everyone's so busy and has so much going on, and they're so in demand, and then they disappear.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, let's get on to something what a little do you more get? Exciting.
Oh, I had one quick, no, really quick. Oh, I just wanted to give a shout out to Lois Elfman.
Yes,
on
Lois.
Twitter. Lois. And Wendy T. Shaw, too. They always tweet at our hashtag that we tell people to tweet at, ABTVRHBH. So
Listen.
Yes. Pay attention in class. Good
thank
for them.
So really quickly on Twitter, Kim had a fan tweet. Well, she a fan had tweeted to Lisa Rinna saying, leave Kim alone, and Lisa blocked her. So the fan tweeted about that, and Kim replied, oh, don't feel bad. Maybe she can't look at her tweets from this woman because she knows she's doing wrong. Pray for her. So Kim is saying pray for Lisa Rinna.
Ultimate self-righteous like thing that you say when you really want to tick people off. It's God bless you.
Right.
Something that should be only said nicely.
Really?
Well, it's a shame, but.
And then Lisa Rinna today put on Instagram a meme that said she took each pill to escape what her life had become until she became numb.
I saw that. That was an obvious dig.
Yeah. But
with no comment. Why would you do that as a dig for someone that has a problem with addiction? Right. If you're convinced they have a problem with addiction.
Because you're trying to keep your spot on the reality show?
I guess. I mean, to me, it's just like, Just stop getting out of people's bedrooms and living rooms and just, you know, I mean, like, tweet something inspirational or something relevant to your storyline.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. Like, especially a meme. You know, how old are we? Like, it's just...
Kardashian.
Maybe I called it the wrong thing, but it was a picture of pills.
Yeah.
Okay.
And each word was on an individual pill.
Yes, we saw it.
Yeah.
Well, I have something, too.
Oh, please go.
Share.
Guess what Brandy did?
What?
She's so awful. Okay, so this is a photo from tonight's episode. It was taken.
Oh, right.
So she posted it on Valentine's Day and wrote, Happy Heart Day, Kim and Kathy, on Twitter, like, tagged them both, kind of like a dig at Kyle. Like, oh, here I am hanging out with your two sisters. Mm-hmm. You're the one left out. Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet... On the day that it happened, the internet wasn't clear when this photo was taken, but obviously now watching this episode, we realize it's from Lisa's party.
I think
party.
That was at the party. Yeah, it was the party.
Brandy also, I mean, they also brought up, Brandy wrote something nasty to Kyle out there, like, I was at Kathy's Christmas party and you weren't there. It was she was there, Kim was there, Kyle was not there.
There is something so weird between these sisters, and I just keep trying to figure them out, and I just...
I want to say, it looks like a terrible who's cooler than who power struggle with them, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, they were, it's very Beverly Hills.
It seems like they were kind of raised to be gold diggers, so Kathy got the ultimate marriage, and so, you know, and she's the oldest, and then it's like, Kim can't stop... You know, with the child star crap. And then Kyle's like, oh, no, look how good we're doing now. No, look how great my husband worked
struggle.
Out. You know?
Nailed it. Yeah,
but Brandy isn't right to be doing that anyway, pointing out who's at whose party. I mean, come on, that's another thing. And then she's getting in between another set of sisters.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, just shut up.
Yeah.
It still surprises me that Kathy Hilton wants to be so in with Brandy. And I think if she signs off on Kim and Brandy's friendship, that kind of says a lot to me. I'm like, wow, if she thinks it's okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not so sure it's okay, but if Kathy Hilton thinks it's okay, maybe it's okay.
All right. Well, let's predict about the upcoming episode.
Geez.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Oh, Lord. Well, there's a chase through Beverly Hills, and then they're getting off on a boat in Amsterdam. And it looks like someone's taking a trip down the rabbit hole.
I can't wait.
This would not be the first time Kim gets a little loopy on vacation.
All right. First of all, are any of us interested in the scavenger hunt through the city of Beverly Hills?
Negative. I'll bring the Prosecco.
I'd love to do it myself. I think we could really rock it. That'd be fun. I would love to do that.
Yeah. But, I mean, to watch people do it.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they're hopping on like a Hollywood tour bus. It's like, okay. Yeah. We got it. Not interested.
I mean, I guess maybe that's what people in Middle America want to see because they don't see it. every day, but like I do see that stuff every day and I love it and I still don't want to see it.
So. Yeah, I mean, we just know the way these segments are cut. It's just like fun. There's really nothing going down. And I mean, I kind of hope though, because I would hate to have to see someone like Eileen like call Kim over in the middle of this race and be like, I need to talk to you. Like, let's save it for the plane, because the plane.
Woo! Yeah.
This looks crazy.
Kim is getting angry, and I mean, like, I feel like Kyle's gonna be like, I told you so, don't bring it up, don't do it, and then, and of course, Kim, Lisa with those big lips, is just gonna go for it, she doesn't give a damn.
Well, from what I read at the time this was actually going on, this was months ago, and they filmed it, of course, on the internet, the talk was that Kim really had gone back into her addiction, and that she was really, really a hot mess on this trip. But the previews didn't really show that as much. But she's curious to see what her behavior really is.
She always seems very emotionally unstable on these trips, even if she's not using. There's something emotional with her every time that leads you to believe she's
not a good traveler
or something. It's like every single trip with her, it's something.
I feel like even when she's sober, she's not
right,
normal.
She's just a loopy person.
Always. So it looks like there's going to be loopiness from Kim. yelling at Kyle, yelling at Lisa. It'll be fun.
They should bring Jennifer Yeminez along on these trips. First of all, I really like her. And second of all, she could be Kim's sober buddy.
Yeah, I mean, she actually really is an addiction specialist. Mm-hmm. So what she says is true, and it really does resonate. And it would be helpful if she was there, I think, and to have those conversations. If we're going to tell a story of an addict every week, I mean, you know, let's balance it out, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she seems like she's a great friend.
Yeah.
You know, Randy hasn't kept any friends around for more than a hot second. And her and Jennifer have been friends for years and years and years.
So why haven't they done a scene with Kim and Jennifer?
I know. That's what I'm wondering, right?
Well, because Kim doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, but everybody
has
else
does. Jennifer and her ever said anything to Brandy on camera about her drinking or anything?
No. They kind of said tonight, like, Jennifer said, I know you're not an addict.
Right.
You know, people, that's another thing on this show, is they kind of say, like, oh, you drink a lot. You must be addicted to alcohol. You take a lot of pills. You know, it's like, you know, you can just drink a lot. Right. It's still not good, but that doesn't mean that you're an addict.
I think Yolanda said it right about Brandy. She said she just drinks to have fun and check out, which I think she does. She drinks too much.
Yeah, I mean, she's a lush, but I wouldn't say she's an alcoholic. Exactly. I don't think she has a problem, but she's still messy.
Exactly.
You know, but, well, lots to come, of course, and we hope that this Amsterdam trip will kick this show into high gear.
We have a moving obligation.
We need a good 2.5 episodes, people.
Well, Megan's ready to go to sleep.
Ready. We'll try again next week.
Well, that'll do it for us. Ladies, where can we find you in the world of social media?
Oh, everybody, tweet me and weigh in on these things. Brandy and Kim and the friendship and what everyone's saying. I love to hear from you. It's at Christy Reports.
You can find me at Fern Rone on Twitter and at Fern Rone on my fan page on Facebook.
Ooh, I want to be a fan.
It's on my relatives.
I am. Anybody who was bored, tweet me. I'm Megan Stecker. Also, I'm on Instagram. Same name.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. If don't come from me or my grandmother, if you come from me, I'll send you away. You can try
all
it, but you will be denied it.
Yes.
Also, if you were interested in my grandmother chatting, and so we have done a new video of Grants Rants, where basically we talk about some hot topics, including Housewives of Beverly Hills. So those will be up on my Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us here at AfterBuzz TV.
Thanks for calling in, Granny June.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.